Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. And we feature interviews with some folks I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I will ask them about their expertise, their work, but mainly want to focus on their inner world, the turning points in their lives, the mentors, influencers, and the decisions they made that brought them success. And actually, with the shows coming up, I'm going to be focusing mostly on some of the hints, some of the ideas, some of the tips they have for people who work at home, home business entrepreneurs, people who have an online business, have a home business, things like that. So the focus of the of my guest this fall, actually up until about Christmas or so, will be on home business entrepreneurs. And so I'm going to be focusing on starting out with things like, you know, stopping the fear about having a home business, discovering your passion, exploding your business, capturing your market, and simply making more money from your home business. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying matrix or pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these matrix decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered how to access these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on my techniques and methods at logicalsoul.com. But also be sure to click on the follow button at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul to get a heads up on all our great interviews. I'd love for you to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Now, my guests were selected because, quite frankly, I find their stories and their lives interesting. And the guest I have on this evening has been on here a couple of times, and I'll tell you about him in just a minute. Now, they possess qualities I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion for what they do and the determination to see this passion through and the objects of their passion. They obviously have made some strong decisions early in life that led them to their current successes and their achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here on this show is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions and also some of the tips and secrets they've discovered along the way that they're willing to share with you. And most of them are willing to share a great deal. This will allow you as my listeners to maybe pick up these special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seed of success, I call it. So listen and enjoy. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I ask you or invite you get on. Okay, here we go. Hopefully this will do it. No. Well, what's happening? Okay, are we on the air or what? Let's see if we're on the air here. I don't think we are. Tell you what, let's do. I can call you. If I ever get on.
God, we should just record it in advance.
And then load it up or something. Yeah, it's like, this is ridiculous. Okay, here we go. Oh, we're on the air. Okay. We're on the air. Sorry about that. We're sitting here talking about how lousy our technology is going on. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking, oh my goodness, it says on the air. We're streaming here, so I apologize. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty there, so we're back on the air. And I'm going to call my guest, Jason Oman, who has been on the show before. He's a best-selling author. He's written Conversations with Millionaires and Conversations with Female Millionaires. He's also got several other projects in the works, and one of them I'm going to ask him about today, and it'll have to do with a whole bunch of secrets that millionaires know that most of us don't, and he's going to be sharing some of those, and a lot of those will apply to home businesses and home business entrepreneurs. So just hang in there, and Jason is going to be coming on here shortly. As soon as we get our logistics going, I'm going to have to try to call out to him because he's not able to get on. If you're not able to call in yourself and you're listening to the streaming audio, then good for you. I apologize for the glitches there. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I find my guests rare because they possess qualities I find rare in an individual. Rather, that is a passion for what they do and a determination to see it through. They made strong decisions early in life that led them to their current successes and achievements. And I hope that you listen, pick up some bits, some nuggets that can nourish your own seeds of success. So listen and enjoy. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and questions. If you can get through, our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. If you're listening to the streaming audio on blogtalkradio.com, thank you very much, but we won't be able to hear you unless you get on an actual phone and call us, 347-843-4544, and to get called on, simply press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you. So, again, my guest on the show today is a dear friend of mine and also a best-selling author. He's a wonderful human being on top of all that, and his name is Jason Oman. And I'm going to see if I can call out to Jason here.
404-606-3352.
Okay, so I'm going to be calling out to Jason. He's not able to call in, so I'm going to see if I can get him on. Ah! I think something is happening here. You can go in there if you like.
Hello, hello.
Hey, there he is. Jason, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties we were having there. I'm glad we were finally able to get through here and get this show on the road. So I know you were extensively making notes. Jason's in my studio right now, so unfortunately we only have one microphone, so I'm having to actually call out to him. But we were prepared to have him come on the microphone actually to talk. But since we don't have to do that, I think this is a little better going in. So, Jason, tell me, first of all, before we get into the subject this evening, what's been happening? We spoke, I guess it's been several months, and you've had quite a lot going on recently. You've been working on a new project. You want to just touch on that just briefly?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to, actually. Latest project just launched actually recently is my latest book. It's called Conversations with Female Millionaires. And basically what it is 8 self-made female millionaires who have literally sat down and been willing to really share some of the most powerful and important secrets to their success. And, you know, there's really something amazing that can happen when you can sit down with somebody who's, you know, million and multi-million dollar level of success and really ask them questions about how did they really become so successful. It's just really amazing what kind of insights that can be pulled out. And really that's what this latest book is diving into what is it that these 8 women, you know, did and how they think and what they focus on that allowed them to become millionaires and some of them multi-millionaires. And it's just been an amazing journey to really kind of tap into all the genius that they, you know, have in their mind. So it's been pretty cool.
That's a pretty smart idea. I mean, just coming up with the idea of writing books on conversations with millionaires and conversations with female millionaires puts you sort of in the journalistic hotspot. In other words, you have a press pass, so to speak, to get to talk to these folks, and that's such a great advantage. It's such a great idea, such a great tool.
It's been really cool.
Yeah, I've noticed also there's and this is a hint for those who have a business at home, or you want to get some credibility, or you want to start your own business, but you don't feel like you have a whole lot of clout or a whole lot of credibility or anything. Two things I want to mention to you, and then I'm going to turn the show over to Jason. One of them is write a book, and at incomeathomesecrets.com, I'm going to be setting up a membership course. We're going to teach you how to write a book fast. I've also got a friend, Rhonda Del Baccio. She's a story lady. She also teaches people how to set up and write books. Jason is also a book writer. I mean, he's an excellent author. He's going to be part of the faculty that we're going to be having. And also, we're going to have a lot of tips about, you know, how to build your credibility using video, using the printed word, how to get yourself published, like, really, really fast, and get yourself well-placed as well. And the second thing is what Jason did, actually, just contact some people in your niche, in your field, or in your market, rather, and interview them. Record the interview, and you can either transcribe that interview and use in a book or a report, or create a CD or a DVD and use that and provide credibility. There's nothing like having credibility, and you can actually take a video of that interview if you want, or pictures of it. Use that for publicity. Of course, you need to get permission from the person, but Jason, that's such a great idea, just being able to, and I've done this on my show, obviously. I've had some really best-selling authors, including yourself, come on, and it sort of seems to add an aura of credibility, adds an aura of mystique, and people just think that you're worth listening to when you hang out with the right folks.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's really, yeah, to a very large degree, it's kind of almost borrowed credibility to build and develop your own. So it's kind of cool.
Well, listen, Jason, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'll probably just pipe in a few minutes here and there. Meanwhile, if you have a question for Jason and you want to ask it toward the end, you can call in area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544, and press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be calling on you maybe about 5 or 10 minutes toward the end of the show. If you call in before 6:30, that's Eastern time, I can also have you online. And we have like about 5 minutes after the show where I have what I call outtake moments where you can actually ask questions. You won't be streaming, but it will be part of the blog post or part of the podcast afterwards, which people can listen to. So you're welcome to do that as well. So, Jason, you have some hints, or excuse me, some tips and some ideas from very successful and wealthy people that you wanted to pass on to my audience. You want to go ahead with that? And I won't interrupt you. I'm just going to turn the floor over to you and let you speak. Is there anything else you want to add before we get started to that?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, feel free to kind of pop in and we can kind of back and forth, you know, talk about some of these concepts, because, I mean, you know, you're a sharp person who's on top of things too, and it allows us to really kind of extract the most value for the listeners so that they can really benefit from some of these things. So feel free to jump in anytime.
Okay, I'll do that. I hear something that I think bears repeating, I'll certainly hop in. So tell us, what were some of the ideas? First of all, you had these ideas because you've had these books going on. What are some of the ones that stand out for you the most, that would be the most, I guess, for lack of a better word, profound, some of the more profound ideas that millionaires have that most of us don't consider as part of our lives?
Right. We all, it's interesting because when you really tap into what it is that goes on inside the minds of these people who literally became self-made millionaires, multimillionaires, some of them billionaires, you know, there's some pretty profoundly powerful kind of concepts that I think a lot of people can benefit from really making part of their own thinking and their own, you know, mental process as they go through the days and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think one of the interesting things that one of the millionaires mentioned originally in Conversations with Millionaires is that success is actually something you need to attract rather than something you achieve through pursuing it. So, you know, it kind of goes on, what you want to do is really focus on developing the habit and the disciplines necessary to be successful with whatever your business or vocation is, whatever, you know, the business is that you're doing or looking to do. Figure out what are the main elements that determine the highest level of success in that business, and then really focus on developing the habits, the skills, the disciplines for cranking those, you know, major main factors, you know, cranking them to the moon. So, you know, that's something that they really do is, you know, it's really about becoming the type of person that that success is attracted to, really more so than any other thing. So that's probably the most you know, one of the most powerful things that people can do.
Wow, that is true. That becoming the person who you want to be successful. What can you give us an example of what you're talking about as far as what you just said, the point you were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that that's interesting. Well, this goes back to another thing that one of the millionaires said in conversations with millionaires, and that is that if you can change your language, you can change your life.
Uh-huh.
And I want everybody to, you know, take a split second to think about that. If you can change your language, you can change your life. What does that mean? That doesn't mean, you know, changing language from somebody who speaks English to somebody who speaks, you know, French or Korean or whatever. It's, you know, the specific wording and phrasing that really you want to have going on in your mind on an ongoing, consistent basis that causes you to then think about and take the actions that lead to success.
You're talking about self-talk mostly, is that?
Yeah,
what
internal dialogue. Yeah,
right,
exactly right.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you have the right internal dialogue, the right self-talk, as you stated, going on in your mind, you will naturally think and behave and take actions that will lead you to the success. If you don't have the right internal dialogue, you're constantly going to be up against the wall trying to figure out, you know, how to really get yourself, sorry for that, bumped into a thing here. You know, you need to just have the right type of internal dialogue so it keeps your mind focused on the right kind of thing. So, you know, it's stuff anybody can do, really.
I have a point I want to bring up with that, Jason. You bring up a very good point. And I've noticed, and I'll mention here, Jason, if you know from previous interviews we've had with him on the show, he had a bit of an accident. What is it? Been 3 years ago? It's been about 3 years ago he had a brain aneurysm. He's recovered nicely. However, he's lost a little bit of a short-term memory, and so a little bit of a memory problem going on there. And he tends to get anxiety. There's a lot of anxiety that comes up occasionally, and I notice when he comes over, sometimes he's a little bit anxious and stuff. And we just take like about 30 seconds or 15 seconds or whatever, and ask him to come back in his body. You want to mention that what that's like for you, and how people can use that to sort of, it's sort of like pressing the reset button on your self-talk. How does that work for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, this whole experience I've gone through, I mean, I went from, you know, becoming a successful entrepreneur, got on TV, I was a TV success story that led to me creating Conversations with Millionaires, and that became number one bestseller. And, you know, I've done a lot of speaking and coaching and just helping people become successful. And then in the process of doing that, I really kind of, you know, spoke on a, you know, quite a few different occasions with people that, you know, ran into some major struggles in their kind of on their journey to success. And then, you know, after a few years of doing that kind of thing, I ended up having the brain aneurysm, and really to a large degree had to kind of start all over again, basically from scratch. And it was interesting because I got to start all over again, but start all over again after really having the experiences, you know, from being successful before, and it really kind of gave me some interesting insights about success that that really can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's really goes back to the thing we talked about. I mean, if you develop the right disciplines, there is virtually nothing that you can't do. There is no level you cannot attain and rise up to. And the biggest difference between those who are highly successful and everybody else simply boils down to that one simple word, discipline. Those who have achieved phenomenal success have disciplines, the right kind of disciplines, and disciplines focused in the right areas of life that that cause success to show up. So work on, you know, strengthening the discipline muscles. And
Jason, excuse me one second. Could you speak directly into the phone, into the mouthpiece? I think you're fading in and out, and I think when you speak directly into the microphone, we can hear you a little better.
Sure. Does this help?
Yeah, that's perfect right there. So you were just coming a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. I mean,
discipline is a major factor.
Yeah, I mean, develop the disciplines, and really disciplines is something that can be very easy to start developing those muscles, you know. It was interesting, this whole kind of thing of going through the aneurysm and everything that came through that, one of the things that I ended up finding out from the doctor that I needed to do on a consistent basis to help this never happen again is to simply hydrate more.
Right.
So what I did is I kind of figured out, okay, what can I do to hydrate more? How about first thing in the morning when I wake up, I drink a glass of water. Last thing I do before I go to bed, drink a glass of water. And it just becomes habit, and you literally do it without even having to consciously think about it, and then boom, you get the benefits of, you know, those kind of disciplines and those kind of actions happening. So set up a way for you to take actions that can help you out in your future and make them something that becomes such a habit, you don't even have to consciously think about it. You just automatically do those things, and then you get the benefit of having done those things and taken those actions.
Yeah, it's like brushing your teeth, or like a lot of internet marketers talk about. Well, you know, every day they send out some article to some article post or bookmark post or something like that, or post something on their blog or Facebook or something. Every day they do take some action to add to their bottom line in some way or another. So I'm sure that highly successful people, the millionaires you've interviewed, all have these kinds of habits, I'm sure.
No question, across the board, every single one of them. Nobody becomes a self-made millionaire without certain habits and certain disciplines being there. And there's the interesting thing about it is really very few of those things are things that people, you know, would have a challenge with. Like, they're not this big, incredibly impossible, you know, kind of things. It's just simply developing the habits and disciplines for consistent action, focused on the right things, and miracles can be achieved.
I have to agree with you. I've noticed amazing things happen in my life just by showing up. You know, as Woody Allen says, 50% of success is just showing up, or whatever the percentage is. I forget exactly what the quote was. But I noticed just by having this radio show, I've been able to secure some really, really interesting people and some great interviews. Present one included, and it's all because I just show up every week, just do my thing. I'll always blog every week, you know, put the itinerary up on the blog, put the itinerary on blogtalkradio.com, and I always have a show, and I always, my work, you know, my other websites and other things that are going on, I'm just now getting to the point where when you make a decision to set up a routine, I think that's really where your success starts, and like you said, miracles start to happen. So very, very good point. Very well taken.
Wow. You brought up an amazing thing, and it's the power of having the right type of routine, and, you know, even the definition of routine, it is something that happens on a routine basis. That's where that saying comes from.
Yeah.
So the routines, and, you know, it's wild, because when you develop the right kind of routine, it becomes second nature to just stay on track and consistently. It's not this big, hard, you know, forcing yourself to try to get up and do the same thing. It's something that you just naturally do after a little while of doing it, and it becomes no big deal to just keep on doing the thing that you do every day.
Yeah, I noticed
that. So work on developing those routines.
That's such a powerful point. You had an interview earlier with some other friends of mine, Rhonda and Gina, on their radio show, and I was listening to that, and they brought up a very good point, and you gave a website or something. But anyway, I'll just mention this because it bears repeating, and that is that you're not going to engage in any routine or any discipline unless you really love what you do, unless you really want to do that. And they brought up, I think it was Gina mentioned something about how do you discover your why? And discovering your why is probably the most important thing, and that's where the hidden decisions come from. If you can get down to the root causes of what makes you click, you can really discover your why, because most people don't take the time or the energy or have the tools to get inside and really understand what makes them tick. And I thought that was an interesting point, and I thought you handled it, or you answered it very well. You want to elaborate on that for just a few minutes? and then we've got to go. We've got like 3.5 minutes left. If you want to call in, area code 347-843-4544. We're speaking with Jason Ohman, best-selling author. So, Jason, you were going to talk about the why and elaborate on that just a little bit.
Yeah, well, remind me what I was, what was some of the stuff that I mentioned, and I can elaborate on it.
Oh, okay. Gina was talking about if you discover your why. I think Nietzsche said if you have a strong enough why, you can overcome any how. And so I thought that was a powerful statement as well. The why basically drives you. What is your purpose? What is your meaning? Why
right.
is it that you do anything that you do? And if you don't have a strong enough reason, you just won't do it. The routine won't get established. The discipline won't be there. It just won't happen. So I thought that was a real interesting point, and probably the most powerful point for anyone who wants to be successful is to discover that why.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, you know, if you really want to achieve major success, you've got to get yourself to continuously take the right actions. And in order to do that, you kind of have to have some internal oomph, some internal emotion, some internal push and drive to take those actions on a consistent basis.
Right.
And
right.
determining your why is what gives you that, you know, internal drive and willingness to continuously take those actions.
Exactly. Without it, you just don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely right. So really, I highly suggest everybody listening really focus on developing and figuring out what is your real why, what is your real reason, and it has to be beyond just money. You know, what
yeah.
is the reason you want to make money itself is only a thing. It's how you use it, what you do with it, how you help yourself and others with it. That kind of leads to your why. So definitely focus on that for sure.
Yeah, this is such a powerful thing, and we could probably talk for hours just on this subject alone, but so many facets to it. I know that, you know, discovering your passion, discovering what you love, and your why doesn't necessarily include those things that you're good at. For example, I was very good at, you know, contracts and real estate, things like that. I just hated sitting down and doing all that stuff. I could use another word, but I won't. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm really good at that I just don't do because it's just not my passion, you know? And so discovering your why doesn't necessarily mean those things that maybe you liked as a kid, but you don't really want to do it anymore and you think it sucks now. So get on to, you might need to rediscover yourself, find out how you've changed and what really you do. We've been speaking with Jason Ohman, best-selling author. We're going to have him back after the music. Jason, we're back. Are you there?
I'm here.